Today on A Moment of Science, more evidence that mating can be bad for your health.
Oh no, not another segment about females that eat their partners after copulation, like black widows.
Relax, Yael. Today we're talking about roundworms, which scientists like to study because their genetic pathways are similar to ours. Anyway, researchers at Princeton discovered that roundworms that mated with males shriveled up and died within a week of giving birth.
Wait, don't all female roundworms mate with males?
Well, generally, roundworms are hermaphrodites, which means that they produce both egg and sperm cells and don't actually need a partner for reproduction. In fact, hermaphroditic roundworms actively try to avoid mating by sprinting away from the males, so the males need to chase them down if they want to pass on their genes to future generations.
Lovely.
Come on, Yael. Don't go anthropomorphizing other species. Anyway, it turns out that the male sperm and seminal fluid shut off stress response mechanisms in their mates that help them weather times when they don't have enough food. Shutting down these mechanisms causes fat loss, water loss, and shrinkage.
Sounds unpleasant.
And deadly. Researchers suggest that killing off roundworms after they give birth gives the males a reproductive advantage because it keeps that roundworm from passing on someone else's DNA. Given that the roundworms give birth to hundreds of offspring at a pop, you can see why the males might not be interested in giving anyone else access. Anyway, it's not like the offspring need any parenting once they're born.
Well, Don, you've once again made me glad that I'm human.
You're welcome, Yael.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.